Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the trouble with this country is that there are too many wide open spaces entirely surrounded by teeth. We're happy to have the privilege of being with you today and the opportunity of talking to you about the Word of God. We believe the Bible is inspired of God, and therefore it's not just a book of man, but rather a book that came from our Father in heaven and ought to be handled with reverence and respect. We appreciate your listening to our program, and if you will, please tell others about the program. We'll do what we can in being faithful to the truth and doing what we can in explaining those things that are taught in the Word of God. All right, we've been talking about prayer, and prayer is just simply man talking to his Father in heaven, and so there are things that are taught in the Bible in regard to the importance of prayer. It is emphasized in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17 that we ought to pray without ceasing. Now, I don't take that to mean that we ought to be on our knees constantly during our lifetime and during our day. However, I do believe that it means that our attitude ought to be one that would help us to pray at any occasion, at any time, and that we'd take advantage of the opportunity of talking to our Father in heaven. So pray without ceasing. We were looking at a passage yesterday which deals with the various aspects of prayer that we'd like to think about in our study today. Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning with verse 1, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication." And we talked about supplication yesterday. That's just simply requests that we make of God. When I ask God to do something for me, I'm recognizing, first of all, that God has the ability to do it, and secondarily, the fact that I don't have the power within myself to take care of that matter. When I recognize my dependence on God, certainly I'm in a better situation to receive the things that I need during life. And all of us ought to realize that every good and every perfect gift comes down from above. And the Father of lights gives to us those things without changing, those things that are most needful for our lives. So we say to our Father, "Give us this day our daily bread," and the Father responds to that by making opportunities for us to have the things that we need the most. So the word supplication just means we make requests of God in our prayers. The second thought is just the word prayers. And to talk to God is what is involved in that particular statement. When we talk to our Father in heaven, we recognize a relationship that is vitally important to us. All of us ought to realize the importance of being able to talk to your physical Father and discuss with Him the things that have to do with your life. Well, certainly it is even more important to be able to talk to your Heavenly Father each day of your life. God did not just wind this world up and back off and just watch it run down without any interest in what's going on here upon the earth. God watches over us. God is concerned about us. And it helps us to be able to go to God and just to sit down and talk about the things that relate to our lives. That's the kind of thing that's involved in the prayer that He indicates we ought to be doing. We ought to be asking things of God, but we ought to also just be talking to our Father in heaven. The relationship, the family relationship, is pointed out by this expression. I'm a child of God when I obey the gospel of Christ. That is, when I believe and I am baptized for the remission of past sins, then I'm born into God's family. As a person who's born into the family of God, then I have the privilege of prayer. Now, I'm not just saying that from the top of my hat. I'm saying to you, these things are things taught very openly and plainly in the Word of God. The Bible says in the Galatian letter, chapter 3, 26-27, "For all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of us as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." But look at the passage. It tells us we're the children of God by faith when we're baptized into Christ. Faith is important, but also baptism is important, and both of them are a part of our obedience to the instruction given by our Father in heaven. But what does it make me when I do those very things? Well, Paul says, you become a child of God. Well, children of God have the privilege of talking to God in prayer, don't they? The children of God are the ones to whom that blessing is afforded. The God of heaven wants us to pray to him. And remember the prayer, the model prayer that Jesus gave, began by saying, "Our Father, which art in heaven." Now, there are some people who are not children of God. I look at John 8 and verse 44, and I read this, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do." Well, obviously, those are not God's children. Those are people who are children of the devil. When I say children of the devil, I simply mean they're doing the bidding of their father, the devil. What a terrible thing to be a child of the devil, and yet at the same time think that I can express thanksgiving to God, our Father in heaven, when I really am not in his family. I have not done anything in order to be a child of God. I'm simply submitting to the will and the wishes of Satan. So when the Bible teaches that our prayers are answered, it teaches that the Lord hears and answers the prayers of those who are his children. Do you remember in John 8, the record tells, or rather John 9, the record tells of a man who was healed by Jesus. When he was questioned about that, the question came up concerning whether this person was valid who had performed a miracle on this man who was in need of the miracle. Well, he made this observation in verse 31. He simply said, "I don't know about this man. I've never had the opportunity of knowing anything about him, but I know this. I know that God heard his prayer. And we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of him and doeth his will, him he heareth." Now you remember, this is a statement made by a man who didn't understand who Jesus was. But he was aware of the fact that his prayer had been answered. And therefore, his conclusion was, Jesus must be more than just a man. He must have a relationship with his Father in heaven. He must be one who is listened to by God, because God doesn't hear sinners, but he hears those who worship him and do his will. I think there's a great deal of truth that can be learned from that. If a person is doing the will of God, if he's trying to the best of his ability to serve God, then as a child of God, God hears his prayers. But remember, he goes to his Father just in prayer. The second term that Paul uses in regard to supplication and prayer, merely to talk with his Father in heaven about things that relate to his life. Isn't it great when our day is over, when we're about to pillow our head in sleep? Isn't it great to be able to say, "God, here are the things that occurred in my life today, the things I'd like to talk to you about," and just simply pray to our Father in heaven. Prayer's a vital part in the life of a Christian. Tomorrow we'll look at another aspect of that. We do hope you'll be listening. And remember, in the meantime, It was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.